This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled St. Nicholas and Santa Claus, The Truth Behind the Legend and the Meaning of Christmas. It offers a simplified overview of who St. Nicholas really was, how his image evolved into the modern Santa Claus, and how we can recover the true meaning of Christmas by remembering his Christ-centered legacy. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, appendix visuals, and the full bibliography have been left out. To explore those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who want to study the topic in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. The real St. Nicholas. When you think of Santa Claus, what comes to mind? A jolly old man with a big belly, a red suit, and a sack of toys? While the modern image of Santa Claus is beloved worldwide, it bears little resemblance to the historical figure who inspired it, St. Nicholas of Myra. St. Nicholas was a 4th-century bishop known for his unwavering faith, acts of generosity, and defense of Christian truth. Yet over centuries, his legacy has been transformed into a secular symbol of Christmas cheer. This paper invites you to rediscover the real St. Nicholas. By understanding his life, his commitment to Christ, and the cultural shifts that shaped his image, we can reclaim the true meaning of Christmas, a celebration not of consumerism but of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Who was St. Nicholas? St. Nicholas was born in the late 3rd century in Patara, a city in Asia Minor. As a young man, he inherited a significant fortune, but rather than using it for himself, Nicholas devoted his life to helping others. He became Bishop of Myra, where he was known for his generosity, compassion, and unshakable faith during times of persecution. One of the most famous stories about Nicholas involves his secret act of charity for a poor father with 3 daughters. Unable to afford dowries for their marriages, the family faced ruin. Nicholas anonymously provided gold for each daughter by tossing it through their window at night, saving them from a life of poverty. This act of selfless giving became one of the hallmarks of his legacy. Nicholas was also a staunch defender of Christian orthodoxy. Tradition holds that he attended the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, where he opposed the heretic Arius, who denied the divinity of Christ. Though the tale of Nicholas striking Arius is likely a later legend, it highlights his reputation as a protector of the faith. How did Nicholas become Santa Claus? After his death on December 6, 343 AD, Nicholas's reputation as a saint spread throughout the Christian world. In the Eastern Church, he was venerated as a wonderworker, and his feast day, December 6, became a time for acts of generosity. Over time, his image evolved in Western Europe, particularly in the Netherlands, where he became known as Sinterklaas. When Dutch settlers brought Sinterklaas traditions to America, they merged with local customs to create the modern Santa Claus. Key influences included Clement Clark Moore's 1823 poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, which described Santa as a jolly figure riding a sleigh pulled by reindeer. Later, Coca-Cola's 20th century advertising cemented the red-suited, rotund image of Santa we recognize today. While these changes made Santa Claus a global cultural icon, they also distanced him from his Christian roots. The emphasis shifted from a saintly bishop pointing to Christ to a figure associated with material gifts and holiday cheer. What Nicholas would think today, imagine how St. Nicholas might react if he saw how his legacy has been commercialized. The man who gave selflessly to the poor and defended the divinity of Christ would likely be saddened by how his image has been co-opted to promote consumerism. The real St. Nicholas reminds us that Christmas is not about extravagant gifts or festive decorations. It's about celebrating the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ. Nicholas's life points us back to this truth. His generosity reflects the love of God, who gave his Son for the salvation of the world. His defense of orthodoxy reminds us of the importance of keeping Christ at the center of the season. Call to action. Reclaiming Christmas this Christmas, let's honor the true spirit of St. Nicholas by reclaiming the holiday's theological roots. Here are some practical ways to do this. Focus on Jesus. Read the nativity story from the Gospels with your family. Reflect on the significance of Christ's birth. Practice generosity. Follow Nicholas's example by giving to those in need. Whether it's donating to charity, volunteering, or helping a neighbor, let your actions reflect God's love. Simplify celebrations. Resist the pressure of consumerism. Instead of focusing on expensive gifts, prioritize meaningful moments with loved ones. Teach the real story. Share the history of St. Nicholas with children and friends. Help them see how his life points to Christ. Conclusion: St. Nicholas and the light of Christmas. As we consider the life and legacy of St. Nicholas, we are reminded that his devotion to Christ, his acts of generosity, and his defense of orthodoxy were rooted in a deep commitment to the gospel. The modern portrayal of Santa Claus, though inspired by his legacy, has often strayed far from these theological foundations, becoming a symbol of consumerism and distraction during a season meant to celebrate the incarnation of Christ. Let us reflect on the original meaning of Christmas and reclaim its theological roots. St. Nicholas serves as an example of faith, charity, and steadfastness in proclaiming Christ. His legacy challenges us to prioritize Jesus as the light of the world, celebrated not merely on December 25th but throughout the entire Christmas Epiphany season. For a more detailed discussion, see my study The Lost Holiday in the West, Epiphany.